Hachette Audio presents The Light Pirate, written by Lily Brooks Dalton, read by Rosemary Benson. For Offer He. Power. Somewhere west of Africa, so far from land, the sky is empty in all directions, a storm begins. The water is warm. The waves are high. The air is heavy with moisture. A breath of wind catches, then circles back, churning itself into something new. A closed circuit gathering power, tighter and tighter. In this way, the storm grows. It matures, learns to hold a shape. The warm water feeds it, fattens it, then urges it westward. Electronic eyes watch as it skims across the Atlantic. Soon enough, it earns a name. Reports are written about its speed and size. Preparations are made. There are other storms in this ocean, other pockets of hot, moist wind and rain-heavy cloud. But this one will outgrow them all. Frida watches Kirby from the kitchen window while she washes Yukon Golds beneath a thin trickle of water. Scrubbing at the dim yellow skins, she decides not to peel them. Maybe the boys won't notice if she mashes them thoroughly enough, and if they do, she will cite nutritional value. Outside, beneath a bloated purple sky, knifed with the sharp fronds of a coconut palm, Kirby stacks sandbags against the door to the tool shed. Even with the AC blasting, Frida can smell the rich stink of thunder in the air. Something like ozone and gasoline and dirt all mixed together. The hurricane is close now. She can taste it. The baby kicks so hard she holds onto the counter until it stops. It feels as if this tiny, unborn thing could topple her. She asked, no, begged, Kirby to take them north, beyond the cone of uncertainty. But this is the third hurricane of the season, and the third time she's wanted to evacuate. The first one fizzled into a tropical storm before it even reached land. Heavy rain and a stiff wind, and that was all. The second
Sample complete. Ready to continue?